Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm Rick.
And today we're talking about The Rising of the Shield Hero, which is... A recommendation from an email that we received from someone off of Facebook. Angel, thank you for the recommendation as well. And it was something that you and I also both talked about greatly in depth about when and what, where we would actually do this. And with it actually coming up to the point to where season two is being released, we figured why not now?
Yeah, I'm super happy about it. So you know how they've got things called like what best girl, I think they call them, or Talia's best girl.
Oh, well, yeah, Rough Talia is best girl.
Well, here's the thing. I was talking with my little brother and my little sisters, and they don't call it Shield Hero. They call it Shield Bro.
Shield Bro?
Shield Bro.
Shield Bro. Nice. I'm
like, no, Shield Bro will destroy you just because you're not nice.
Exactly. So, the producers for the biggest one out of there is Kodokawa, but you also have ATX, Frontier Works that were also a part of it, as well as a few others that are in there. The studio for it was Kinema Citrus, and it's actually based off of a light novel. Genres for it are action, adventure, drama, and fantasy, and it is a isekai. So, yay team on that. It aired in January 2019 all the way through June 2019, and it was 25 episodes long, although you technically could say 26 because episode one was a combination of two episodes. It was over 40 minutes with no intro. It was just pure, beautiful content.
I loved it. It was unique, in my opinion, in the sense of I've never in my entire life seen a show start this way. There was no intro. There were no credits. It was just story, and you're like, okay, I'm waiting. Usually, sometimes you'll have the intro maybe 15-20 minutes into it, and all it was just a forward flash and then the story, and then 45 minutes into it you're looking at it like, is this a movie? Like,
yeah,
stuff was happening up until like the 40 minute mark, and you're like, okay, I'm waiting for the credits to roll, and then 45 rolls around and like it's over, no credits, no nothing. You're like, whoa.
Yeah,
that was awesome. And that was episode one.
I loved it. It was great. And what's really, really great about this show.
Real quick. The thing that pissed me off about it. So goddamn much. They released that 2 weeks before episode two, which wasn't episode two. It was the same freaking show with credits. Same episode with credits.
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
They went episode one. And then 2 weeks later is episode one with credits. And you're like, you son of a bitch. Because it was like 47 minutes long. This is way back when it first came out.
Yeah, I watched it when it first came out. I don't remember that.
It took two.
Like, where did you watch it? Where they did that to you?
Crunchyroll. When it first came out, it was a huge uproar about it. I was like, I got to watch it now. And they did a early release, I think they call it. It wasn't even episode one, early release. And so I thought the next episode coming out was going to be this. But no, it was like actually the first episode, all 45 minutes of it. Well, 47 with the credits and whatnot. And I was like, wow, I feel kind of gypped. But I'm still going to wait for one more week for this.
Yeah, see, I don't know why that happened to you, because that did not happen to me. Like, I saw episode one and then it came out with episode two and I was happy. Like,
Was it a week later?
Yeah, it was 1 week later.
Okay, so I saw it before you then, because the one I saw had credits. The one I saw at first had no credits. And then a week or two later, it came out with the official episode one.
See, and that's what I'm saying. I watched it, and you can even go back, and when you rewatch it, there's no credits. The original air date is January 9th. That's when I watched it.
When is episode 1 and 2, dude? The original air date? Do you know?
January 16th for the episode 2, January 9th for episode 1.
See, the only reason I know this for a fact is I was arguing with my girl over it. I'm like, this is not supposed to happen. I sure for it. We weren't arguing. I was complaining that this was happening.
I'm pretty sure what ended up happening was you thought you watched episode 2, but you instead watched episode 1 again before episode 2 came out, and you were complaining about it.
No, because they were a week apart.
Yeah, the episode 1 and then episode 2. Right, January 9th, January 16th.
No, the episode I saw and then episode 1 were a week apart.
Look, the only we're going to go ahead and allow you to indulge in your delusions. All right.
I swear.
We're going to go ahead.
Rick's got a point here.
I
remember that.
Well, I would be happy to have someone actually come and do that. I would be ecstatic should someone come and do that. But I don't think they're going to do that. In fact, I don't think they're going to say, dude, the same episode was released twice, because that makes no sense.
I agree. It didn't make any sense, but it was a fantastic publicity stunt.
Yeah, I'm sure
it got me to watch it.
I'm sure you're going to continue to stick to your guns on that. But
I'll look it up. I will look it up whenever I have a chance.
Please do. I would love to have that happen, because even if you go back and rewatch episode 1, it's not going to be like that.
You know, this time around, but yeah, well.
No, I'm saying like there's not going to be credits. You're going to have the true blue opening. So,
yeah.
What's really really interesting about this series is the fact that it actually received a lot of controversy over it too. And we're not going to get into the depths of the controversy over it. If you really want to dig into it, there's a lot of material and everything like that people can go out there. I don't think we really need to cover it, because it's been honestly in the media. It was played hardcore how controversial, and I'm using air quotes for that, controversial this was. And it really, honestly, it wasn't. It's been done before in a lot of other shows, and a lot of other shows were way more controversial than this. And
yeah,
and they don't receive the same kind of light. And that's what I don't understand, is they are way more controversial than this show, and they don't even get a second thought, but this one did. And I think it had to do everything to do with the timing.
You mean like Weinstein-y timing, or are we talking about the way that the director did the show?
No, I'm saying release timing.
Gotcha. Because of the political climate.
Right. Yeah. Because it came out in 2019 at the height of a lot of political unrest and tensions, the Me Too movement. This caused a lot of uproar for a lot of people. But if you watch a lot of shows, even now, even before then, they were way more controversial than this. This was really tame.
Oh yeah. I mean, Paprika.
Yes. Yes.
Actually had a rape scene.
Yes.
So the thing about this, I think the reason that this is getting more, it was getting more backlash and it was getting more publicity, was the fact that the writing was done so well that in that 45 minute first episode, you actually start to feel bad for the character and you feel an emotional connection to Nafume. And it just, I can't really describe the anger I felt.
Oh,
and the betrayal. It felt like I was betrayed, and I was like, if I was in that position, I would do this and I would do that. And I'm lying, of course, because I'd probably be worse off than him.
Oh yeah.
But like, I enjoy games. I think I enjoy role playing games. I don't know. I haven't really played MMORPGs other than like Dungeons and Dragons with my cousins and my brothers and sisters sparingly, like maybe 2 or 3 times.
Well, those aren't MMOs unless you're talking about the specific MMO. MMO is massive multiplayer online.
Yeah, no, we did it in a group of people.
Right.
Oh, so, sorry, not online. This was in real.
Real life.
We were LARPing.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, we were LARPing.
There you go.
But MMORPGs like Ruin or RuneScape.
Right. Yeah. And even then, you still weren't LARPing. You still weren't LARPing. You were just playing a game with your family. You were playing a role-playing game with your fam.
We dressed up. It was awesome.
Yeah, but that's still not LARPing. Trust me. LARPing is another beast in and of itself.
It's as exposed as I've ever been. So like that's it. But I imagine... So... Damn, we're going back to our formative years. Do you remember when you played, I'm going to mispronounce this because I always do, hack.sign? Or is it sign.hack?
Dot hack sign?
Doc hacks. I was wrong twice.
Yes.
So when that came out, by the way, I didn't realize that was an anime. When that came out, I borrowed the game from you. And there was three segments to it. And I really want to play that again. I wish they would remaster that.
I know
here or there.
I know exactly which one you're talking about. It's the second series, the second set of games that actually came out. The first set was four discs, stupidly long.
Four discs. Dear Lord, how old are we when a game took more than one CD?
Well, hang on. The reason why I say it's four discs is because it's four separate games. So you have part one, part two, okay. Part three, part four. And then... you have the third one, which was three parts, part one, part two, part three, which was a completely different one, though it loosely tied. But this, what's great about this show is that when they are summoned to the world, they are each given a very specific legendary weapon. And our protagonist in this case is a shield. What I truly love is that each one's world is different. They don't go into the details about it too. I love that they don't do the details. They go, wait a minute, okay, let's compare. And then you see this quick montage scene of them talking, trying to compare, and then it goes, well, looks like we're all from different universes, parallel universes, and we're all here summoned at the same time, which is great. I really enjoyed that they did that, that they all weren't from the same universe. They all have their own different life's experiences and their own reality of what it is.
The thing that kind of frustrated me, though, about the way they opened it was that everyone except Nafume knew what was going on, with the exception of when Nafume was reading his book before he got sucked into it. He read that the princess was a royal bitch. He read that each of these other characters had these character traits. The bow hero, sword hero, spear hero all had certain characteristics. And you read that with Nafume in the first episode. The only thing you didn't understand was the shield hero. And when they filled him in with what the shield was going on, they're like, yeah, the shield sucks. No high level player uses the shield. And it sounded like they all were playing different games with a common, I guess,
mentality. A common
core.
Yeah.
No, not mentality, but a common core story.
Well, not a common core story, but a common core mechanic. That the shield is usually just the person that doesn't attack, and they only are there to take the brunt of the force. Yeah, but what's really, really great is that it's actually flipped. He is the strongest character. He is
not on purpose, though.
Not on purpose, but in general, he is the strongest. And the other people that are actually fighting, even though they're the sword, shield, and spear, even though they're higher level, far higher, like they're double, if not more, levels than him, they are not as strong as him.
Now, do you know why?
I don't remember the exact reasoning as to why. I know that he tries to justify it. And that he goes through, and this is his justification, that he actually went out there and he struggled and he didn't rely on anyone else really just handing him everything. He actually had to work hard for it.
That's actually really close. But the reasoning is it's very similar to when you're grinding in a game and you earn a skill through grinding it with Pokemon. There's a very perfect analogy. Rare candies. What happens when you rare candy a Pokemon to level 99 versus somebody who trained their Pokemon to 99?
Oh, that's actually a great analogy. Thank you. Yeah. If you don't know this, everyone should know this if they don't. At least for when it comes to the red, blue, and yellow. Yeah, Game Boy Color. Both of those. If you use your rare candies, you actually get a hindrance on your stats. You actually don't. So
and you'll have,
you won't be at the same level. So you could take two identical Pokemon. Say you take Charmanders, both of them use rare candies, or one of them uses rare candies. The other one levels up the normal way. When you get to level 100 for both of them, the one that trained the normal way is going to be a lot stronger than the one that uses the rare candies.
And the way that you can fix that, granted, I realize we're talking about gameplay, but once you get to level 98, you use iron, calcium, you've basically vitamin the heck out of this guy, and then do the level 99 naturally and level 100 naturally. But that's neither here nor there. With this one, it's very similar. They give these heroes these crystals that give them the ability, so they understand it. They just don't really know the right way to use it. Whereas with Nofume, he's able to procure these different abilities, let's call them. And the one thing that they were really awesome about, and they didn't really, the one thing they explained in the novels, but they didn't explain in the series. Do you remember when he's wearing the shield book, or the book turns into, or the shield turns into a book?
Yes.
So he holds a book and he reads the book. Because he's learned how to read, he's gained access to thousands of different skills and stuff like that. Now, when he turns his shield into a book, he's able to absorb the skill in a more organic way. And he's able to understand not only the function of the skill, but the ability itself. He knows the best way to use it. Whereas when the other guys were given these crystals, it was like a one and done. Oh, meteor crystal or meteor sword. Let's use that. And it's not nearly as powerful. Now, what I really liked, I did a little bit of reading ahead. If you know what to look for, you know what the overarching story is going to be, and you know who the genuine bad person is. It's very blatant. And so who do you think the bad person is? Watching all of season one, who do you think the bad person is?
Ooh, who do I think the bad person is? I'm going to be totally honest, and I'm actually going to say it's going to end up blindsiding me and say end up being the queen.
No. Surprisingly, no. Although what they don't show you in the anime is the queen is legit crazy.
So before we get into that, let's not get into that. Because it is not about the series that we just watched. It's about what's happening in the future and what's going on. It's not what's in the anime.
It is, though.
So
it is in the very last episode. Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
So conjectures and everything like that, well, I think they're great. Not the core, not the meat and potatoes. I'm not saying the conjectures of who the baddie is. Is the like as to like what can happen, what will happen, how the story may progress or anything like that, or how the story has progressed past episode 25.
Nope, wouldn't go there.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying, because I know how you are. I know how you are.
I got a bad way about that. But no, what I was going to say was, if you've watched the series, it's very straightforward. The bad person is Bitch.
Well, she's been the bad person since the very beginning.
Yes, but we didn't know why. And it's because not of the way that she was raised, but because of what she was able to get away with. She was very self-serving and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, that's blatantly obvious that she was the bad. That's not what I was thinking you were going with when you were talking about it. I thought you were going to say, like, no, like, we already knew she was the bad person. I mean, like, even after the very fact of what happened, she was the bad person. We already knew she was a bad person. Episode one. That's what I thought you were going with. Yes, was like, but well, here's actually what's actually going on is, and then go into this more larger overarching story. Like, here's the whole backstory and the plot and everything like that. And here's actually what's really going on. And it's not really this person over here. You obviously think it is, who's been the problem the whole time. Day one. No, it's going to be someone completely random and over out of nowhere. It's going to completely hit you. It's not going to be the queen. It's not going to be the princess or the other princess or anything like that. You know who's going to be what? That random bug that you saw in episode one for 10 seconds. That's it. Right. That's the guy that did it right there. And you're saying that's obvious? Yeah, it was obvious to episode one. That bug right there gave me the slant eye.
He gave you the slant eye and he started using shield powers. No, but when you look at it, you would assume that the princess isn't just mean, that she's being guided by some hidden hand.
No, and I would assume that she is just pure mean. I mean, like, even during the trial, she's talking about it, and it's not that she's being guided. She even says she's not being guided, and it doesn't react when she says she's not being guided. She's just a horrible person. Like, in general, she's a horrible person. And her whole mentality is that she's using everyone else to justify the means, you know, of what she's doing. So she's actually using the church. She's using her dad. She's doing everything else. She's manipulating everyone she can to get her way. That's obvious. That's the kind of person that she is. I mean, like, they made no effort to try and hide that.
Okay, I'll give you that. But the reasoning why, we'll get to that next season, I hope. Three seasons. Oh, dear God.
Yes.
I'll wait. I'll be kind and
Thank you. Yeah, no spoilers for seasons that haven't come out yet, please.
God. The only spoiler I'll say is it's going to get good. It's going to get real good.
Look.
With what we're going on, they actually give you hints and stuff like that. Now, the thing is, when it came out with 12 and then 13, right? So there's a total of 25 episodes.
Yes.
So the first 13, well, was it 12 or 13 that came out first? Because they didn't call them out all at once. It felt like they split them into two seasons. That's why I thought it was two seasons until when I looked, it was all one season.
I don't get what you mean. They all came out at the same time.
You sure?
I am positive.
I hate the fact that my memory's going off. I could have sworn it came out in a series of 12 and then it stopped.
No, it didn't. It came out in sequence like everything else.
Yeah, I'm going crazy. I just can't sleep. May, June, July. Yeah, they did. Damn.
You're welcome for that.
That sucks. That is frustrating, to say the very least. Yeah. April, June, they all...
Damn. Yes, yes.
Well, that blew my theory out the water. Okay, well, we'll just plow right through it because, you know, my dreams,
are non-existent at this point anymore anyways.
Yeah, right. Seriously, though. No, so I thought the first 12 came out and that was it. And then the second 13 came out and that was just a continuation. But I just checked and, yeah, the dates show that that's not what happened.
Like I was telling you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get what you're trying to say. You're wanting to have these formulated theories and mentalities for everything, how it's all breaking down, like the Phantom first episode that got re-released. I get what you're saying.
I get it. So hard. I will be like, no. You just wait. You give me. I got work tomorrow. After work, I will like. I don't care if it takes me all night. I will find it. I will post it and I'll be right.
I hope for that moment.
God, I hope.
And then I will pay. And then I will respond with a dancing GIF of celebratory for you. Just for you.
Sure. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It'll be Dr. Zoidberg without a shell dancing in celebratory.
Oh, no, all the jigglies things.
Oh, yes.
I hope to God I didn't mix up this opening with Darwin Game.
Probably did, but I didn't start watching Darwin Game until later in the season.
They were both pretty harsh.
Yeah.
Okay. But so we're still talking about Shield Hero. We'll get to others later. But what I thought was genuinely interesting was the fact that he was able to hide the fact that he was the Shield Hero and he became the traveling healer.
It's not that he even tried hiding that he was a Shield Hero. He just didn't care. He never.
Oh no, he cared. Everyone he saw that everyone hated the Shield. That's why he started walking around with the book. And as a side effect, the book started giving him experience without him realizing it.
Okay, fair enough. Let me phrase it. In the anime, it did not appear like he cared. He never.
I can see that.
He never blatantly said, "Oh, I'm the Shield Hero." But he also never went out of the way to conceal it at the same time, you know? He just never acknowledged that he was. He never had it stand out. But people saw the Shield or saw him or saw his actions, and they came to realize that he was the Shield Hero.
Now, what I thought was really awesome, do you remember flashback to him when I mentioned that the biggest difference between him and everybody else was his opinion? He was malleable. he wasn't mm-hmm. as rigid as the others.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come to find out, the others have a very specific way that they see themselves leveling, either in weapon rarity, finds, or like opening chests to find what kind of swords they have, and other ways to improve their own weapon base.
Yeah, so each one has their own way of, or their own viewpoint. So one's like, it's all about the stats and everything like that. And the other one's like, it's about weapon level. And the other one's like, no, it's about weapon rarity.
And they're all wrong.
Yeah.
And they're all right at the same time, too.
Yeah.
And it's how you look at it.
Yeah, exactly. But it's what's really great is they were telling him like about all these functions, all these things, right, that he didn't know about. And he goes to try and tell them it's not the fact that you don't know about it or something. It's about your perception. And he tried talking to them about it on the ship towards the end, saying, hey, it's all about how you perceive it. So if you think about this power and it actually becomes a reality. So I want to be able to, I'm drawing a blank. Blah, 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 blah,
absorb
blah.
A shield or
absorb a shield,
copy shield,
copy something, do anything at all. It all of a sudden becomes a reality because his perception is like, you should be able to do this.
Yeah. Now, I thought so many different ways. Think about this. If you were to say, decide that this should work, does that mean that it now works? If you believe wholeheartedly that the shield should be able to advance on its own, will it advance on its own? If you touch this thing as a experience multiplier, quote unquote, would that help?
See, and the thing is, I'm pretty sure there are limitations to it.
There's got to be limitations. The only thing I can think of is instead of having one main game with a core understanding, you've got all these games layered on top of each other, and you can use each system interchangeably. Because when they're fighting the big bad people, when they're fighting the waves, every time they're like, no, you got to fight this way. No, it's this way. No, it's this way. They're all fighting it like they did in their own home game.
Right.
And it's a mixture of all three.
Exactly. And they're not trying to unify or put up a front to work together. Whereas of Naofumi, he's going to come up with a plan. He's going to strategize. It's not a matter of this is how you do it within game. It's like, okay, I need to figure out what the next step is. This is what I need to do. And he takes those steps and he plans it out and he works with his people as a team. But when he's forced to work with the others as a team, it's the same thing. And even at the very end, they just like defeat this one thing. And he knows that's not the end because of what happened last time.
Yeah.
And they're just walking there. Well, no, we get this. And he looks at him. And he's like, you guys didn't even do anything. You guys did nothing.
You were too weak to do anything.
Yeah.
The thing that gets me is the hubris, the cockiness of the other heroes.
Oh yeah.
They go about doing whatever they think is right in their own way. And Naofumi comes back and he's able to fix their mess ups essentially.
Yeah.
And because it's all about understanding. He understands what's going on and that's what makes him stronger, understanding rather than power.
Yeah. Well, not only that, he also, because of the position that he was in, the fact that he didn't have everything handed to him and he's forced to go through a more trial than anyone else, it forces him to have to look at things in a very different way.
Kind of. Now,
I'm not saying that's the sole reason why he's like that, but I'm saying that plays a very big part of it. So
100%. And if I have to say I'm grateful to the bitch, and I'm just going to call her that because that's
literally so what awesome. She's renamed at the end, her adventurer name is Slut with the king's name becoming Trash. Now, I completely understand why he's actually still alive, too, because he's actually very important politically and the ties and connections that he has. So I understand why she really needs to keep him around, too, even at that point.
Yeah. Well, so what I wanted to say was I'm actually pretty grateful at their actions. Because they drew Naofumi to the point of enabling him to use the rage shield. Now, there are certain circumstances that will lead to your rage shield being activated. And they were able to start that, kickstart it off, no problem. One of them is just extreme rage, depression, and hopelessness.
Yep.
Now, I imagine every weapon, every heroic weapon has an ability similar to that.
Probably.
They just have to meet the appropriate criteria for that to happen.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
But yeah.
We'll see. We'll see how that goes, though. We'll see how it all plays out in the long run.
Well, but let me ask this. Do you know the drawbacks to each shield? To each rage format, rage attack, I guess?
I know of a couple of them.
So Iron Maiden, do you know what that
I don't remember the draw. I don't know what the drawback for that one would be, but I know one of them. I know about a couple of the others. So
okay, so Iron Maiden is the first one he learns. It reduces all of his stats by, I think, 50% or more for, I think, 4 or 5 days. But whenever he uses the Rage Shield itself, it adds a corruption factor to his body. If the corruption becomes too high, he's going to start losing, I'm assuming, because that's what the Bird Queen said.
Yeah.
He's going to start losing his other abilities or even his mind. Also, do you know why we've got another Bird Queen on our hands with him?
I'm sorry. Are you talking about Philo or are you talking about the actual queen? Philo. Yeah, I know why. Philo. Yeah, it's because she's being raised by a hero. They even state that.
Well, specifically the shield hero.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of awesome. That was straight awesome. Although I really wished he made more slaves. I know that sounds really, really bad coming from me, but I really wished that he made the princess a slave, the good one, the blue haired good one. Because that would just mean I'm not going to say it would mean he trusts her more, but it would enable him to trust her more. I liked how out of everyone who's there, Raftalia is the one that he trusts the most because she's the one who's been with him the longest. And even though she is a slave and she's been offered her freedom several times, she's even granted her freedom and she chose to become a slave again because Nafume didn't trust her anymore. Given his experiences and his betrayals, I mean,
well, no, she was given her freedom, but he still trusted her even after that. And he even told her, you don't have to do that. You don't have to get the slave crest. And she said, no, I want to get it done as a symbol of my trust in you.
That might have been the case. That might have been the case in the anime. In the light novel, it was not.
That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about the light novel, though. We're talking about the anime. This is what I was talking about, man. This is what I was talking about.
You were talking about spoilers.
Look, I told you. This is like we're talking about the anime, man, because I know you. You have a tendency to read ahead and you have a tendency to just like go off the cusp.
I did read ahead, but now this was part of the whole thing. This is part of the series we're talking about.
Yeah, but this isn't the anime series. You're talking about things that didn't happen in the series. We're not asking for clarification. We're not talking about clarification. This is what happened in the series.
Yeah. Look.
You're like going on Highway 90. I'm on Highway 210 traveling the opposite direction of you. And you're like, what the hell is going on? It's like, no, dude,
we're missing. What's going on? Yeah. You said you'd be here. I am here. Where is here? Here's relative.
It's very relative.
Oh, man.
Look, it's a great series. It is a great series. It is well worth the watch. I really encourage 100%. Everyone to actually go and watch it. And it is worth your time. Even if you're not a fan of Isekai because of how it's done, I feel like it is well worth your time to at least check it out.
The world building alone, like, it's crazy. The thought that goes into something like this, I don't even begin to imagine how much preparation you even have to go before you start writing a story, just to have everything involved. The characters are very appealing. Mm-hmm. The story, the world itself works without them, which is crazy. Like normally when you play a game, you have to be around something for actions to happen. He's coming in because of the other actions of heroes. He's fixing issues that they created because they treat it like a game. And they even mention it. They treat it like a game. So he's going in there and
he has to go and fix the problems. He has to actually go and be the real hero. And I like that he actually does call them out on this. He calls them out on them not being true heroes. They're playing hero, but they're not being real heroes. And I love that he actually calls him out on it and he points it out. And they get upset at him because they say that he's going around pretending to be them or steal their rewards and everything like that. And he says, no, I'm having to fix your mess. And even at that point, not all of them realize or understand the circumstances of what they're doing, or they want to accept responsibility. They just don't want to accept the responsibility or the reality of their actions.
Yeah. Well, the thing I really thought was interesting, a good dynamic, if you will, for the entire thing is they're not allowed to level up together. They have to be separated. If they're too close, they get no experience.
Yeah. Yeah, it actually hinders their growth. And they highlight this again towards the end. They are all right there and a slime basically gets killed and no one gains experience because of it. And instead of them agreeing to all part ways, now Fumi, who had been in that spot for the longest time,
got kicked out.
No, he didn't get kicked out. They were all arguing. He's like, we're done here. And they just leave. It's not worth the argument. There's other spots they can go. There are other places.
Damn, he got screwed over so hard.
Yes.
If they had formed a party, he could have leveled up just as fast, if not faster.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, he had to basically have life-threatening ordeals time after time after time after time with little rest. And it just, you could see it hardening his heart. You could see it. And this is why the writing is so good, because the progression is steady. The progression is constant. The mentality does not change.
Right.
And it's just, God, if you had a psychology degree, you could probably look at this anime and break down what's wrong, what's going on.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like, we could both really honestly go for a while at this. I mean, like,
I think we have.
I mean, we've talked, you and I, honestly, even before this, we've talked about this before numerous times.
Yeah.
But on a
you
scale,
shot me down for reading them.
Yeah. Well, that's because we're talking about something, and then you're like, well, you know, this. It's like, but that didn't happen. What are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about. You're trying to talk to me about stuff I don't know what you're talking about.
I believe we call that enlightenment.
Yeah, you go ahead.
Enlighten.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that's exactly what you were doing. So, on a scale of up to 10.
Well, on a scale of up to 10, for this particular anime, knowing it's only season one, knowing we are getting season two, it's getting a 9. Solid 9.
Okay.
The animation style, top notch. The animation itself, same. I'm not familiar with the people producing it, but they really knocked it out of the park. Like if you wanted to put something out to say, this is who I am, this is the kind of stuff that I can do, this is perfect for that. Great story, great animation, great voice actors. Both, we didn't mention this, both dubbed and subbed.
Yes.
Surprisingly, but really, really good. Everything fit.
Yeah. No, I actually wholeheartedly agree on that. So for me,
Give me that 10.
No, not giving you that 10.
All right.
What I'm actually going with is I'm going to go with a 9 as well.
Really? I was expecting a 7 out of you.
I loved it. It was great. It's something I've actually watched a couple of times. It's a great series. Why would you think I gave it a 7 though? Like, out of curiosity.
You're a critical asshole.
Yeah. No, it's a great series. It's well worth your time. I love the story. It's something that I've watched a couple of times, both subbed and dubbed. Enjoyed it both ways. I'm really happy. The reason why it's getting a 9 instead of an 8 is because season 2 is coming out here relatively soon. And on top of that, the reason for the point deduction is that the animation isn't clean all the way through. There are some parts where I just really didn't like it. The animation felt a little funky, especially when they went a little CG.
Okay. Are you talking about the races?
Not just the races. I'm talking about the dinosaur, the birds in some instances.
Well,
some of the monsters, some of the animation, it just really wasn't as clean for me. And then on top of that, you take like episode 16, for example, when they're running away from the giant dinosaur. They're like, we should totally get away from this thing so that way the people don't get injured. Let's run through the middle of town so it destroys a bunch of buildings in the process. And they show it destroying buildings in the process.
We don't talk about 16.
So I'm giving it a 9 because of that. I mean, if okay. if season 2 wasn't coming out because of how they left the ending, I would have given it an 8. I would have given it an 8.
Really? I'd have given it a lot lower than that.
No, I would have given it an 8 because it's still enjoyable, because they, even though it leaves it open, it's a soft close and it's just barely enough to keep me kind of sated.
I don't know, man. If season 2 was never there, I don't know if I'd be okay. I would want someone to know that, hey, this is going to make you, this is going to leave you empty inside. This is not going to give you a satisfying end.
It didn't leave me empty inside. All right.
Ah, well.
All right. So next week is, actually. Are we sure?
We're very sure, because Shield Hero was mine. I claimed that one.
Okay. All right. Fine. In that case, hang on. Let me pull up a wonderful random generator here.
Redo of Healer. What?
No, that's a ink. that's coming out. No, actually, we've already seen that one, so never mind.
Oh, really? I'm curious.
My first girlfriend is a gal.
Oh, that was
that was
an interesting watch. Okay,
it was all right. It wasn't that bad.
Oh, yes, yes, we did.
All right, so
yes, we did.
Let's see here. What do we got? Hey, look at that. Might be able to watch it. How many episodes is this? It is 12 episodes long. So we're going with I don't know. It's 13 episodes long. Came out 2015, and it's called Actually I Am.
Oh no.
Yeah.
What's it about?
It's a comedy fantasy.
What categories does it fill?
Comedy fantasy, romance, school, shonen, supernatural. All your favorite. Oh. Minus the slice of life. Yeah,
that's not bad, actually.
Yeah, see, I mean, like, for someone who craps on slice of life, you love a lot of slice of life. And you've watched a lot of slice of life, recommended a lot of slice of life without realizing it's slice of life. Just throwing that out there.
You know, I agree to a certain extent with what you're saying. That said,
you can deny it all you want. That
said, I hated slice of life growing up. I hated it because I was not introduced to the appropriate ones. My slice of life that I was introduced to were always sad, always open-ended, always just touchy-feely crap that brought me no joy.
And yet you rate them the highest. You rate those the highest.
You've got a good random generator. Your Lion April.
No, that was when I saw it. I purposefully chose that one. That was a great one. All right.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yes, it was.
All that being said, I think that's all the time that we have for today. Thank you for checking us out. If obviously, feel free to let us know what we missed in the series or anything like that. If you want to talk to us about anything else at all, please let us know. Feel free to reach out to us. Discord, featuredanimepodcast@gmail.com. Featured Anime Podcast on Facebook, at Those Anime Guys on Twitter. All the links for that, including our Patreon, is in the show notes. Like what we do, you want to hear some of that bonus content, want to hear some of that after banter, trust me, there's a lot of it. There's a lot of other talk, and not just about the series that we're talking about, but a lot about in general, a lot of stuff. Become a patron just for $1, get you bonus content. And we also have a merch store, so if you don't want to subscribe to us via Patreon, we do have some merch. Feel free to show us a little love like that. And until next time, I'm Jack.
And I'm Rick. And I hope that you will be our best fan. Let's call it that. Instead of best girl, best fan.
Best fan.
Best listener. Yeah, best listener.
There you go. I like
it. All right. I'm Rick, and we'll see you next time.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.